American Cattle News. What is uniting all of the cattle industry groups right now? More after this.
CattleCon 24 is marching onward to Orlando, January 31st to February 2nd, 2024. Have your say in the future of the industry, network with fellow producers, or connect with friendly faces. Plus, the NCBA trade show will be on site with over 385,000 square feet of the latest and greatest in the cattle business to help your operation stay competitive and sustainable. Register today and learn more at convention.ncba.org.
Paraguay is the latest country that has applied for access, beef access, to the U.S. market. They want to be able to sell here. They want to have that U.S. stamp of approval so that they can go and market that everywhere else in the world and get access into those markets.
Kent Backus is with the National Cattlemen's Beef Association.
We have big concerns about this, not because of the volume that could come in, but because Paraguay has a history of foot and mouth disease. This is a country that had a case as recent as 2012. And, you know, this is a country that relies heavily on private sector funding for all of their foot and mouth disease risk mitigation measures. So USDA approved their application based off of U.S. site visits from 2008 and 2014. So you're talking about the last time U.S. boots were on the ground inspecting the animal health equivalency was over 9 years ago. A lot has happened in 9 years. So what we have asked USDA is to suspend this whole application and suspend their access until we can get recent data and actually confirm and verify what Paraguay is claiming that they can provide. So, you know, it's a big concern. This is definitely a top priority for Paraguay, and the U.S. is trying to negotiate, you know, with these South American countries, kind of win, you know, allies down there. But our concern is that they're going to do it on the backs of U.S. cattle producers and potentially put our herd at risk. So NCBA has been leading the fight to get Secretary Vilsack and the USDA just to put pause on this and do the prudent, responsible thing and base that decision, that final decision, on recent information, not on information from over 9 years ago.
American Cattle News.